CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. This is the MP3 version. You can find the text on the RSGB's own pages. So good morning. This is GB2RS News. It's under the 9th of March 2014. Here are the news headlines. The sub-30 kHz amateur signal crosses the Atlantic. ISS ham video transmission start. Radio Club featured on BBC TV. In what's believed to be a first, a very low-frequency signal from Bob W2ZM in New York was heard across the Atlantic by Paul Nicholson and later by Mike Dennison, G3XDV. Bob was transmitting on 29.499 kHz, under a US Part 5 experimental license using the call sign WH2XBA/1. His very slow-speed CW signal was initially detected in the UK just before 0000 UTC on the 3rd of March. Paul also copied a 29.501 kHz transmission from Dex W4DEX in North Carolina, who was operating as WH2XBA/4. Congratulations to all concerned. The ham video transmitter in the Columbus module of the International Space Station was commissioned on Thursday the 6th of March and is making its first transmissions this weekend. Pictures were planned for Saturday at approximately 1327 UTC, and from today for a week blank video emissions are expected. Three or more receiving sites will be streaming live video via the British Amateur TV Club website www.batc.tv, and full details can be found on www.amsat-uk.org. In a Gaelic programme on the BBC called, I won't attempt to pronounce it, it's spelt T-R-U-S-A-D-H, meaning the Wave Messengers, ex-radio officer Hamish Taylor of Harris talks about the role of radio operators at sea. Stirling and District Radio Club also took part in a 10-minute section where they described CW in the amateur bands. There was also a segment about life in the Sandford Mill Radio Museum in Chelmsford. The programme is available still on BBC iPlayer and is subtitled. That programme again, Tango Radio Uniform Sierra Alpha Delta Hotel. The largest ever launch of micro-satellites operating in the 437 megs band is planned for the 16th of March when 200 tiny Sprite satellites will be taken into space. A Sprite is a miniature 3.5 by 3.5 centimetre single-board spacecraft that includes a microcontroller, radio and solar cells, and is capable of carrying single-chip sensors. The 200 Sprites will be carried in a CubeSat called KickSat. On reaching orbit, KickSat will perform a detumble manoeuvre and establish communication with Cornell University's ground station. After a command signal from the ground station, the Sprites will be released as free-flying spacecraft. These microbirds will be placed into a 325 by 315 kilometre, 51.5 degree inclination orbit. All of the 200 Sprites operate in a single frequency, 437.240 megs, and use code division multiple access. Due to the low orbit, Sprites will have a short lifetime before they re-enter the atmosphere and burn up. In a best-case scenario, the orbital time frame could be 6 weeks, but realistically, it may be considerably shorter depending on atmospheric conditions. The RSGB QSL Bureau is seeking a replacement volunteer with time to handle approximately 15,000 to 20,000 cards per year for the G3M to G3P group of call signs. If you're interested, have time, space and commitment and some basic spreadsheet skills, please contact the Bureau by email qsl@rsgb.org.uk and head the message G3MP Submanager. The chairman of the Brigham District Amateur Radio Club, David Ogg, M0OGY, has become the United Kingdom's representative to the European Citizens Band Federation. That body is a member of the European Telecommunications Standards Institute, mandated by the European Commission. Details about the work of the ECBF can be found at www.ecbf.eu. The 70 centimetre repeater GB3OH in Scotland has been returned to service on new frequencies. The repeater transmits on 430.950 megs and receives on 438.550 megahertz. The CTCSS tone stays at 94.8 hertz. A new St. Patrick's Day award has been designed for both participating special event stations and those working these stations. Go to http://stpatrickaward.webs.com for further details. The International Amateur Radio Union has advised that Timothy S. Elam, V6SH/G4HUA, and Ole Garpsted, LA2RR, have been nominated for President and Vice President, respectively, for 2014-19. They're currently serving a 5-year term in those positions, and an international consultation produced no additional nominees for these positions, so the new terms begin on the 9th of May. The Southampton University Wireless Society web-based software-defined radio has been used to receive signals from the new amateur radio LitSat-1 satellite, which was deployed from the ISS on the 28th of February. The builders of the satellite have been able to use the Web SDR to receive satellite when it's out of range of Lithuania. The Web SDR currently supports parts of the 10 gigs, 1296 megs, 432 megs, and 4144 megs bands, and you can listen to it from anywhere in the world. http://websdr.suws.org.uk. Details of up-and-coming rallies this week. The Withal Radio Club annual radio rally takes place today, the 9th of March, at the Woodrush Sports Centre, Shawhurst Lane, Hollywood, near Birmingham, B475JW. This is on the A435, 2 miles from junction 3 of the M42. Doors open at 10 a.m. and there'll be talk-in station on the air. Admission £3, there'll be trade stands as well as catering inside. Details from Chris, G0EYO, 07710412819. The 39th Dutch National Radio Flea Market will take place on the 15th of March at Autotron in Rosmalen, just off the A49 motorway. Check the website www.radio. I'm going to have to spell this radiovlooienmarkt.nl. The Dover Radio Rally will be held on the 16th of March in the Whitfield Village Hall, Sandwich Road, Whitfield, Dover, Kent, CTE 16 3LY. Doors open 10 a.m. Admission £2. Trade stands bring and buy tables at £10. Details from Ian Keyser, ian.g3roo@googlemail.com. If you have any rallies or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS or Radcom, please email gb2rs@rsgb.org.uk. News now of special events. West Tyrone ARC is taking part in the St. Patrick Day celebrations on Monday the 17th of March, running GB1SPD. They'll be situated on the top floor of the Struhl Arts Centre in the town centre, operating on HF, VHF and UHF, Echo Link and digital modes between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. Visitors are welcome. DX News Now, John GM0KTO is travelling with his wife Rosemary to the Gambia from the 12th to the 16th of March. The 12th to the 26th of March. He's renewed his Gambian Visitors Amateur Radio licence. Will be operating from Bijolo as C5/G0KTO, using an ICOM IC 706 Mark II and a selection of wire antennas for HF. 9J2T will be on the air from Zambia until the 17th of March, QSLI2YSB, direct or OQRS or Logbook of the World. DD5ZZ is now active as 8P9BZ from Dover Beach, Barbados, until the 13th of March. His activity is holiday style on the 10 to 40 metre bands using mostly digital modes, QSL DD5ZZ, either direct or via the DARC QSL Bureau. DL7DF will lead a team of operators to activate Sri Lanka until the 23rd of March, activity 6 to 160 metres, using several stations operating CW and SSB. One station will be exclusively dedicated to RITI, PSK31 and SSTV. They'll be uploading the full logs of the expedition to Logbook of the World within 6 months after the de-expedition, QSL, DL7 DF Directorial Bureau. A team of operators from Mexico will activate XF-1T on Isla Cochina, Cochina Jalisco in Mexico, IOTA NA-189 on HF 6 meters and satellites between 14th and the 17th of March. Peter EI-7CC makes a return trip from Lesotho this month. He'll reactivate 7P8PB call from the 14th of March to the 3rd of April. Contest news. The Commonwealth contests end at 1000 UTC today, the 9th of March. CW only 3.5 to 28 megs bands of the exchange's signal report and serial number, with HQ stations sending HQ. The 70 MHz cumulative contest takes place today, the 9th of March, 1000 to 1200 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Tesla Memorial Contest ends at 0800 UTC today, the 9th of March. It's CW only on the 80-meter band, and points are given for distance between stations. For full details and conditions, see www.radiosport.org.rs/HF Tesla Memorial. On Tuesday, the 432 megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 UTC to 2230, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The CW leg of the 80-meter club championship takes place on Wednesday, the 12th of March, 2000 to 2130 UTC, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC on the 18th of March, using all modes, the band on the band, the exchange's signals report, serial number and locator. You'll need to be up very early if you want to catch the start of the Bartag HF RITI contest. 2 a.m. in fact. It runs for 48 hours on the 15th to the 17th. Exchange signal reports, the serial number and the time. The Russian DX contest is on the 15th and 16th. There are lots of entry categories, mostly for single ops. An interesting twist that it is permitted for single op stations to make two single band entries. Usually this would be to take advantage of bands that aren't open at the same time. The exchange's signal report and serial number, Russian stations sending Oblast codes. The Worked All Britain 3.5 megs phone contest takes place next Sunday, the 16th of March, 1800 to 2200 UTC, the exchange's signal report, serial number and WAB square. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 6th of April. Full details of the rules and log sheets can be obtained from the WAB website, www.worked-all-britain.co.uk, or from the contest manager G3XKT, aebbooks@ntlworld.com. Now for the factual data for the period from Friday the 28th of Feb to the 6th of March, compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS on Friday the 7th of March. 13 sunspot groups were visible on the 28th, but this had declined to 9 by the 6th. Some of these groups were complex enough to produce the occasional M-class solar flares, except on the 4th and the 6th, when solar activity was low with only C-class solar flares taking place. Solar flux levels declined from 171 units on the 28th to 149 by the 5th and the 6th. The average was 159 units. The 90-day solar average flux average on the 6th was 160, 2 units up on last week. X-ray flux levels declined slightly from C1 units on the 3rd to B5.5 on the 6th. The average was B8.7 units. Geomagnetic activity was quiet every day, and the average was AP6 units. Solar wind data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds decline from 500 km per second on the 28th to 330 by the 3rd. Particle densities were elevated on the 28th with 22 particles per cubic centimetre and 18 on the 3rd and 4th. BZ varied between minus 10 and plus 9 nanoteslas on the most disturbed day and between minus and plus 3 nanoteslas on the quietest day. The HF bands were in good shape with 28 megs open to all continents during the period. Also, 50 megs saw openings to South Africa on the 4th and Mauritius on the 6th. Finally, the solar forecast for the coming week. This week, the quiet side of the Earth is expected to be looking our way. Solar activity is expected to be at mostly low levels, but a chance of a larger solar flare taking place is possible. Solar flux levels should decline and be around the 130s during the second half of the week. Geomagnetic activity should be unsettled today and tomorrow due to a coronal hole disturbance. Activity should then decline to quiet levels for the rest of the week. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitude should be about 30 megs. Darkness hour lows are expected to be about 10 megs. Paths this week to the Middle East should have a maximum usable frequency of about 31 megs, but this is only 50% success. The optimum working frequency, meaning 90% success rate, will be more like 24 megs. Best time to try this path will be between 1000 and 1500 hours UTC. And that's it for another week from the propagation team. You're listening to GB2 RS. On we go now to news for the UK Midlands. We start with clubs with several events. Central Radio Amateur Circle is attending the Withall Radio today. Thursday sees a group meeting, and on Saturday there's a plug and play day at Bar Beacon. Contact Martin Hallard, G1TYV, 07906905071. Midland Amateur Radio Society is at the Withall Radio Club. Wednesday sees training classes in the shack on the air. Details from Norman JBHE, 07808 078003. South Birmingham Radio Society has a club stand at the Withall Radio Rally today. The regular coffee morning in the shack is 11 a.m. on Tuesday. Training classes with Dave Murphy, G8OWL, are on Thursday and Friday. Friday sees work in the shack. Contact Gemma Gordon, M6GKG, by email, gemmagordon.m6gkg@gmail.com. Withall Radio Club is running the Withall Radio Rally at Windrush Sports Centre, Shawhurst Lane, B47 5JW. Club net is 145.225 megs at 8 p.m. tonight and next Sunday. Tuesday sees a Morse class at 7:45, plus a committee meeting and rally debrief from 8:30. On Wednesday, the 80-metre club championship contest CW leg is at 8 p.m. and the regular shack social is on Friday at 7:30. Details from Chris, G0EYO, 07710 412819. Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society is meeting at Sutton Coalfield Rugby Club from 7:15 on Monday. The 4-metre open net is on Tuesday from 7:30 on 70.475 megs. More from Robert Bird by email, spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. Lincoln Shortwave Club is taking part in the 432 Megs UK Activity Contest on Tuesday. Wednesday sees shack activities and Natter Night from 7:30. The club simplex net is on Thursday, 145.375 megs at 8 p.m. More information from Pam Rose, G4STO, 01427 788356. Rugby ATC is taking part in the 432 Megs UK Activity Contest on Tuesday, along with projects and other radio operation. On Saturday, there's a video about vintage electronics by Mike, G8CTJ. Details from Steve, G8LYB, 01788578940. Hucknall Rolls-Royce Amateur Radio Club is holding a committee meeting on Thursday. On Friday, there's a video demonstrating the scientific discoveries of the 19th century with Kevin, 2E0CID. Contact Dave Wilde, G1YAI, email treasurer@hrarc.com. Back to the traditional listing in date order, Monday the 10th of March, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society is holding a DF hunt in the dark. Details from Ann21GKY, 01242699595 in the daytime. Tuesday the 11th of March, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society is holding a committee meeting. Contact Richard Buckby. Details, email is radio@dadars.org.uk. Tuesday the 11th of March, Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is discussing forthcoming special events. More from Carl Roberts, M0ZCR, m0zcr@live.co.uk. Tuesday the 11th, Worcester Radio Amateurs Association is looking at remote radio control. Details from Rich Moles, M0UVA, email secretary@m0zoo.co.uk. Wednesday the 12th of March, South Kesteven Amateur Radio Society has its net on 145.525 megs from 8 p.m. Contact Nigel, M0CVO, 01476402550. Still on Wednesday the 12th, Telford and District Amateur Radio Society is holding its main construction competition. Contact Mike G3JKX01952-299677. Thursday the 13th of March, RAF Waddington Amateur Radio Club is having a talk on RayNet by Alan G8EVI. Details from Bob G3VCA 07971166250. Friday the 14th of March, Coventry Amateur Radio Society is holding a construction night for its 2014 project. Contact John G8SEQ 07958 777363. And that's it for another week.